KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, a two-vehicle crash in Red Oak Sunday afternoon caused both drivers to be transported to the hospital. According to Red Oak Police, 22-year-old Amanda Huebner of Red Oak failed to yield to a 1993 GMC pickup driven by 43-year-old Michael King of Red Oak as Huebner was leaving the intersection of 4th and Joy Streets at around 3:40 p.m. Her westbound 2003 Ford Windstar van was struck by King's pickup on the driver's side, causing $8,000 in damage. Red Oak Rescue transported both drivers to the hospital. Huebner was cited for failure to yield, operating without a registration, and failure to provide proof of insurance. In other news from over the weekend, police in Red Oak arrested a Cass County woman Saturday night following a traffic stop in the 200 block of North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Officials say Sarah Beth Ewing of Griswold faces a charge of driving while suspended. She was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. and held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. A woman from Union County was arrested Saturday night following a traffic stop in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Daniela Aguirre of Creston was pulled over at around 8:30 p.m. and as a result of the investigation was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, after pot was allegedly found in her vehicle. Aguirre was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. An investigation into an incident that took place February 3rd in Adams County led to the arrest Saturday evening of a Corning man. 60-year-old Jerry Lee Gilbert faces charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon, reckless use of a firearm, property damage related, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. His bond was set at $10,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says that around 3:30 a.m. on February 3rd, authorities took a report of shots being fired at 1006 Nottoway 6th Street in Corning. During their initial investigation, it was determined that Gilbert fired a weapon twice at the kitchen ceiling. The gunshots damaged a light and caused holes in the ceiling. City leaders in Council Bluffs plan to vote on a proposed trail that would connect downtown Council Bluffs to Omaha across the Missouri River. The City Council is scheduled to vote today on the plans and funding sources for the second phase of the Mid-City Trail, which is part of the West Broadway Corridor Development Project. The western portion of the trail would hook up with the current River's Edge Park Iowa Riverfront Trail that allows trail users to go back and forth between Omaha and Council Bluffs on the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall beginning at 5:15. On their agenda is information about and possible action on the preliminary site plan from Snyder & Associates for the replacement of the Kitty Corral at Sunnyside Park. The board will also hear updates on the Bull Creek Reconstruction Project, the Buck Creek Dog Park, and Urban Forestry Grant, along with a TAP, or Transportation Alternatives Program, grant application that's due February 26th, and that pertains to the Shelburg Quarry Lake No. 2 Trail. They'll also hear an update on the Boat Ramp Project. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring reminds area residents that Sunnyside Park is still open to anyone wanting to use it for lunch or other recreational activities, even though the gates to the park were closed January 5th for the winter season. A special election will take place tomorrow for residents in three southwest Iowa counties. The election is being held in Iowa House District 23 to fill the legislative seat formerly held by Mark Costello, who won a special election held December 30th for Iowa Senate District 12, which was held by now U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. David Seek, a Republican from Glenwood, and Steve Adams, a Democrat from Red Oak, are also in the race for the 23rd District. The district includes Mills and Fremont counties, plus two-thirds of Montgomery County. Cities include Pacific Junction, Hamburg, Glenwood, Tabor, Sydney, Red Oak, and Malvern. Adams and Seek won their respective party nomination conventions last month. And with the election of Senator Joni Ernst last year, the state of Iowa finally shed its status for having never selected a female governor or member of Congress. But advocates say there is still plenty of work to do to get more women involved in politics. On Friday, the Carrie Chapman Katz Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University will kick off its fifth Ready to Run campaign training for women. The program, which will be held over 3 days between February and April, includes seminars on how to organize a campaign, raise money, and deal with the media. Diane Bystrom, the center's director, said women in the state need encouragement to enter the political arena. In our funeral announcements this morning, Mary Chinberg, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Mary Chinberg will be today at 10:30 at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Redfield Chapel has the arrangements. Dean Swope, age 91, of Lewis, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Dean Swope will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lois Mortensen, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Memorial services for Lois Mortensen will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Chipman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Chipman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Steffen, age 87, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Paul Steffen are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Paul McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Denise McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Paul and Denise McDaniel are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.